Good day, Jacob. Okay, so looping. The two kinds of looping. First one, so where you just want to hear a section of something over and over again, pretty much as you described all, you know. So set a time selection with your left and right brackets, begin and end time selection, have Command R, or Control R, I should say, depending on where you are, on Windows controller to turn on repeat. And that has your feedback toggle on, and it will just loop away that bit of time selection until the power goes off or something else happens to stop it. With looping your drum sample, for example, you've got a little drum loop, and you want to have that looped for X amount of time. So let's say you import that drum loop onto your track. So at the moment you've got the one item there with the, you know, that refers to that bit of media. It's that one drum sample, right? And that one item is the same length as the bit of media that you imported, of course, at this point, because you've just imported it. In your Shift F2, I think it's item properties dialog, Shift F2 anyway, there's a checkbox in there that says a loop source, loop in loop source or something, which basically means, hey, if this item is bigger than the bit of media that it refers to, then just keep looping the source media. So that's basically what that checkbox is. It should be checked by default, so just double check that it is. So you want, you know, loop source to be checked, because as I said, it's just saying, okay. No matter how big this media, how big this item is, if it's bigger than the media, keep looping the original bit of media. So then, also in that dialog, I don't know. You just have to tab-tastic around there for a while. Can't remember exactly where, especially on Windows. You can change basically how long the item is. Another way you can do that is just from the item itself, grow out the right edge. So if you zoom out of your project, so you know, you zoom right out, you can just grow that right edge of that item bigger and bigger and bigger, and however big you make the item, that's how long it will keep on looping for. There are, of course, other ways you can do it. You know, you could just cut and paste the copy and paste that meter item. And as long as you've got, well, depending on a few settings, but as long as you've got Ripple for at least that track turned on, Ripple per track, no matter which way you have your insertion point, whether it goes to the end or the beginning, it'll keep inserting more and more copies of that loop, and it'll just loop it out. By default, it probably doesn't even matter if you have Ripple on or off. But depending on if you've messed with other settings, if you just copy the item and paste as much as you like, that'll do the same job. You'll then obviously have all separate items for that bit of media. Whereas with the method of growing or extending the length of the item, so you've still just got the one item then, it's just that the source media file is looped. But it's all one item. So depending on whether you want, you know, 20 items, or you want the thing to be 20 loops long, one method might be better than the other. Even if you did the cut and paste one, you could just then glue it into one item anyway, but you know, you're probably just better off growing it in the first place. Or extending the length of, you know, making the item bigger. Haven't done that for ages, so hopefully that works. Hopefully that's right. Someone else will correct me if I've said anything wrong, but that should solve it.